Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Almost like hair color and eye color, poverty is passed from one generation to the next, but the cycle can be broken. One organization here in Austin that's had success in ending the cycle of poverty is Friends of the Children Austin. And here to talk about ending generational poverty here in Austin is Caroline Page. She's a director of development and marketing, Friends of the Children Austin. Caroline, I appreciate you joining us. In your words, or maybe the organization's words, what is Friends of the Children Austin and what's the goal? What kind of change are you trying to affect?
Sure. So Friends of the Children is a national organization. We are located in 22 different cities, and our mission is to break the cycle of generational poverty. And so we do this by pairing professional salaried full-time mentors with kids who are in kindergarten, who are facing the greatest obstacles and vulnerabilities in their lives. And we pair them with a full-time professional mentor from kindergarten through high school graduation. And so we stay with those kids. We intervene early, and then we stay with them in the long term. And so Friends of the Children Austin launched in 2017. We're going into our fourth year in operations, and we are now serving 112 students.
And how many employees do you have there in 4 years of operation? How many mentors do you have?
Sure. So we have 14 mentors. We have 19 people on staff in total, and 14 of those are our professional mentors. And they are all bilingual. They're all highly trained, have experience working with youth, particularly with youth who face traumas. They're just incredible individuals who are so committed to this work and want it to be their full-time job, is to really affect change for young children and put them on a different trajectory in their life, support the families that they're coming from, and really see change in these kids every day. And stick with them until they get through high school.
You mentioned the Austin, I don't know if it's a chapter, if that's the right word we're using, the Austin kind of entity of the greater, larger organization is only 4 years old. What's the history, the inspiration behind the original, the national organization? Where did that come from?
Sure. So Duncan Campbell is our founder. He is an incredible man who grew up in Portland, Oregon, and he grew up in poverty and really grew up with kind of neglectful parents. And he had a lot of struggles as a child, and he was able to forge ahead, and he ended up becoming quite successful in business. And he really realized that a child needs a stable adult presence in their lives. And so even if they're facing really great obstacles, if they have someone who is checking in on them and is watching out for them and is advocating and is stable and consistent, then they are much more likely to get through all of those challenges. And so he realized that if you're paying someone to be in that role, then it's their commitment, right? Rather than having a volunteer support who might have inconsistency or might not be trained in working with a certain population of kids, he felt like if we could make this a really respected career for someone, then they would be able to stick with these kids for the long term. And so we were founded in 1993 in Portland, Oregon, where Duncan's from. And then we have grown over the past 25 plus years and are now in 22 different locations and continue to grow really every year and developing new chapters and locations across the country.
And you mentioned they're paid professionals, and I'm guessing, and I think you said this already, with a paid professional, I think you achieve, and tell me if I'm right, you achieve a certain amount of professionalism that you just can't get from a volunteer or just kind of a neighbor, maybe. Is that the case?
Absolutely. So not only are, so we call them our friends, those are our professional mentors. Our friends have a really a range of backgrounds and skill sets, but they're all coming with experience with working with youth in different capacities, working with populations of kids who have faced challenges and trauma in their life. Like I said, they all speak Spanish, which is important for the population of kids that we're serving in Austin, because many of the kids who we are serving are coming from Spanish-speaking homes. And so our friends, not only have they had experience working with a population of kids previously, but when they come to Friends, they are given a lot of onboarding and training around just around a lot of different things and working with this group of kids. So they're really supported in their role. They spend 4 hours every week with each of the youth that they serve. So one friend has a cohort of 8 children. So every week they are spending 4 hours with each of those 8 kids. And so this is a huge commitment. This is why it's their full-time job, is because their whole week is spent. And so in addition to the time that they're spending in direct time with those kids, they're also reaching out to the kids' caregivers every week. They're into contact with the child's teachers and the school. And so they're spending their whole week in working with these kids.
So these professional mentors, you call them friends. These friends, they have to be really kind of immersed and intertwined in these kids' lives, almost as if they're family members.
Absolutely. I really feel like many of the kids and the families consider the friends a part of their family. Their primary focus is to support the child and to help them with their social and emotional growth and their academic success. But we also know that they, in order to best serve that child, they have to be familiar with the child's family circumstances, what's going on with their family. They have to provide wraparound support to the family. So there's a lot of time spent in helping the family access different resources in the community and making sure that the friend is also giving, helping with consistency for the family, which therefore supports the child. So they really are intertwined. And really during this time of COVID, we have significantly increased the amount of wraparound support that we're providing to the families, the siblings, the parents, the caregivers, in addition to the child, because we know that this child needs to be in a home where there is plenty of food, they have consistent shelter, they have internet access, they have access to technology to be able to do their virtual learning. And so we have done an enormous amount of work, and our friends have been really closely working with the families to understand what do they need right now, what do they not need right now. And so a lot of time and effort has been spent providing sort of direct services to the families during the pandemic, which is not something we had put as much focus on in terms of that wraparound support.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to Caroline Page. She's the Director of Development and Marketing, the Friends of Children here at Austin. And Caroline, you must have some partners, I'm guessing governmental agencies or maybe some benefactors, some corporate sponsorship, because I'm sure it's all paid for through donations. Is that the case?
Yes, absolutely. So we rely on public and private funding. So we do receive some support from the state. But most of our support comes from individual donors. And then we also receive some support from companies, local businesses. But really, individuals are the people who helped to make this happen in Austin. We launched in 2017 because we had about 50 families that said yes to bringing this to Austin, to bringing this proven and effective model to Austin. And so that's where really we started with individual support, and we continue to grow that as well. But we're, we are a high quality program that also needs a lot of funding. So we are really appreciative of all of our partners.
Yeah, professional people take professional wages, right?
Right. Right.
Now, how does it work? Where do you find the kids? How do they get signed up? Are you referred by maybe Child Protective Services, or where do you meet the kids, and how do you get kind of involved?
Right. So there's two different ways that we identify and select the children that we serve. So one way is through our school partners. So we have partnerships with three of the AISD elementary schools in East Austin. So those schools are Rodriguez, Wydan, and Overton. And so those three schools we have a great partnership with, and our mentors go into the kindergarten classrooms of all of those three partner schools. And this is, of course, this is when we're talking about not being in a time of pandemic, sure. But in a typical situation, our mentors would go into the kindergarten classrooms, and for 6 weeks, they are observing all of the students in those kindergarten classrooms, and they're identifying the behaviors, what challenges do the children have, what struggles are they dealing with, and so because the mentors are spending so much time in all the different kindergarten classrooms, at the end of that six-week period, they are able to then meet with the counselors and the teachers and the principals of those schools and really figure out who are the children who are the most in need of this consistent adult presence in their life. Who are the kids who have the most risk factors and the least protective factors? And those are the children that we're looking for, because we really want to serve the kids who absolutely need this the most. And so that's one way that we identify the kids that we serve. And then the other way is in partnership with CASA of Travis County. And so this is something that we actually piloted last year. It's a partnership that we just began. And what we are doing is CASA is creating sort of a pipeline for us to serve kindergarten age kids who are leaving foster care and are at the point of reunification with their families. And so the reason that we selected that, that group of kids is because after a legal case is closed, you know, the family has faced a lot of trauma, the child has faced a lot of trauma, and then many of the supports go away after that case is closed. And so what we're doing is if we can provide a friend to that child, we can help that child be successful, and then we can also create a consistency and a continuum of care for the family as well. So those are the two different ways that we identify, select, and then enroll the kids that we're serving.
And so the mentors, they pick up these kids at kindergarten, right? And they're with them, is it up to and through high school, through graduation?
Right. So we select the kids, you're absolutely right, start serving them in kindergarten. And then we as an organization will stick with those kids until they graduate from high school. They might not have that same friend the entire 12 and a half years. It's very hard to ask someone to take a job that's going to be a 12 and a half year commitment.
Sure.
We hope that many of our friends will stay that long, but often what happens is a child will have a friend from kindergarten through fifth or sixth grade, and then we would make a transition. And really, there's a couple of reasons for that. One is because we want to model what a healthy adult relationship transition looks like, so the children understand that that's okay, that this transition is happening, and how can we do that in a healthy way. And the other reason is because, you know, a second grader and a sixth grader or seventh grader are just in very different places in their life in every way. And so it also might be good to have a mentor who's more familiar with working with an older population of kids. So that's how we think about that. But regardless, the organization will stay with those kids for the long term. And we serve kids within a 30-mile radius of East Austin. So while we might select a child from through a certain school, often the kids that we serve move a lot. Their families move a lot. They're looking for more affordable housing. They're facing homelessness. There's a lot of instability in their life. And so even if that child moves to a different school, even if they move to the outskirts of Austin, we will continue to stay with them as long as they don't move to a completely different city. Then unfortunately, we're not able to continue serving that child in the same way.
We're talking to Caroline Page. She's the Director of Development and Marketing, Friends of the Children Austin. And you mentioned stability. I'm guessing stability is an important part of a child's life, and these kids probably don't have a lot of it in their family unit. And I'm guessing it's nice, and maybe the only real stability they have is through your organization. Is that a fair statement for me to make?
Absolutely. The kids are definitely facing instability in their life. Every child is coming from a different circumstance. So some of them are dealing with homelessness. Some of their families they're all facing poverty. Some of the children have experienced foster care. So there's so many different factors that are creating, turbulent homes potentially for each of the children.
Yeah, and it's nice, I think, that they can have the one thing, and it may not be the same person throughout the 12 years or 13 years, it may not be the same person, but the one organization, I think that's an amazing kind of opportunity for a child who, you know, otherwise wouldn't have that, because some of these families, you know, people are drifting in and out. Maybe it's foster care. The kids are moving from home to home. I can only imagine how important the benefit of a little bit, or even in this case, a lot of stability for a child, no matter how young they are, is.
Right. It absolutely is. And we have a set of really high-level long-term goals as we think about really changing the trajectory of the kids' lives. So we look at our goals are high school graduation, avoiding the juvenile justice system, avoiding becoming a teen parent. And so at a high level from friends nationally, we have evidence around those different metrics. So while Friends Austin is a newer chapter and our kids are still younger because we've been around for almost, you know, for less than 4 years, nationally, our organization has achieved really high marks for those different high goals. So 83% of the youth receive their high school diploma or GED. 98% of the children wait to parent until after their teen years. And 93% remain free from involvement in the juvenile justice system. And those are really incredible achievements, because all of the kids have had caregivers in their lives, who many of whom have not graduated from high school, many of whom were teen parents or might have been incarcerated. So we're really, you know, changing the path for the kids and supporting them in a way for the long term to really break that cycle of generational poverty.
Well, Caroline, you've certainly got plenty of success, and you've got the proof, the evidence is there on the website. If somebody wants to help out somehow, I don't know if probably this time of year or this year is not good for volunteers, but certainly donations, or if somebody wants to help with the cause of breaking the cycle of generational poverty here in Austin, how can they do that? What can they do for you?
Well, you can go to our website, which is friendsaustin.org, and that's a great place to start. So we absolutely rely on the financial support of individuals, companies, foundations, different partners in our community. So there is an opportunity to donate on our website. Currently, right now, we are actually doing a back-to-school supplies drive. While we don't know what back-to-school is going to look like for kids in Austin, we know that they need certain supplies, whether they're at home learning or whether they're in their school. And so on our website, we also have a link to some different wish lists, Amazon wish lists for kids. So someone could go and really help buy something tangible that would help our kids as they start the new school year. And there's a lot of information on our website, too, just more about the program and ways to get involved.
All right. And as we run out of time, I'll give the last 30 seconds. What is it we didn't get to today? What is it you'd like to say to Austin and to Central Texas?
Well, I think Friends Austin is the first and only professional mentorship organization in Austin, so really unique. We'd just love for people to go to our website and learn more about a program that we think is truly impactful to the kids that we're serving.
That's Caroline Page. She's a director of development and marketing, Friends of the Children Austin. It's friendsaustin.org. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Caroline, we appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.